Welcome to Human Design for Educators, a soul-nourishing podcast for teachers and educational leaders who desire transformative personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Teresa Pembroke, a former senior experienced teacher and leader of over 20 years and the founder and visionary of the Inspired Teacher Co. Through my years of experience of the job, the system, and the industry, I have come to realize there is a huge gap, something that was missing. This is where education and human design meet. Human design is the missing piece. So buckle in, because I'm going to be sharing with you a new way of doing things by guiding you to uncover your unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment, offering intuitive insights and actionable strategies, all designed to optimize your impact and illuminate your path. For too long, teachers have been initiated into a one-size-fits-all system. At our core, we know we are all different, yet we continue to act like there is only one way to teach, one way to be in the system. With record amounts of teachers leaving the industry on the daily and those left behind feeling overworked, overwhelmed, anxious, and burnt out, there must be a better way. Teachers, I see you, I feel you, and I've been you. It's time to do things differently and redefine what it truly means to be a well-resourced teacher. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's time to do things your way instead of the way. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Human Design for Educators. Thank you so very much for being here and for taking the time to listen in. I really do appreciate it so very much. In the most recent episodes of the pod, we have been covering off two elements of human design that really go hand in hand, and that is signature and also the not self of each energy type. Now, these two elements or aspects of human design also fit really nicely with A, obviously your energy type, which we covered in episode 6 to 10, but also B, your strategy, which we covered in episodes 11 to 15. So really, to give you a bit of a summary here, we have our energy type, which also has a strategy, so how to best work with our energy type. But each energy type also has a signature and not self. And our signature is like a sign or signal that we feel when we are fully in alignment and working with our energy type. And similarly, our not self is the sign or signal we will feel when we are not in flow, when we are feeling like we are swimming against the current, and when we are working out of alignment with our energy type. Now, just like in teaching and in life, there is great duality with these feelings. It's not one or the other. It's possible to feel that you are in flow and feeling your signature feeling in one or some areas of your life, and at the same time, the not self feeling in another area or areas of your life. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the manifestor signature and not self. Let's go. The manifestor signature is peace. The peace to do what you want when you want. And the peace that you feel when you aren't putting any pressures or expectations on yourself. Now, as I covered in other episodes about manifestors, quite obviously, for our teachers, educational leaders, and students who are manifestors, there are going to be times, probably lots, especially teaching and attending school in the current way the system works, where you aren't going to be able to just do what you want when you want. But there are certainly ways to ensure that this feeling of peace does get to be experienced throughout your day. Firstly, in every scenario and situation where you possibly can, and this could have to be something that you intentionally curate or set up to take place outside of the classroom, is the importance of trying to embrace your strategy of informing. Remember, it's giving the heads up. It's not asking permission. This will allow you to move, to create, to do whatever it is that you want to do with the least resistance, providing you that peace and at the same time really helping meet that need and desire for freedom. If you can come home and feel like you have that autonomy and control, it will go a long way to offsetting the moments throughout your workday where you feel that that is missing. But having said that, in your classroom, your school, or educational setting, peace could look like the flexibility in your timetabling of lessons. So teaching the things you want to teach at the times you want to teach. There might be some wriggle room there, especially if you are a single class or your timetabling doesn't impact your grade partners or year level. Not always possible, but just a suggestion. It may look like infusing your ideas and energy into your lessons to ignite excitement and creativity in your students. Or it might look like your ideas and momentum initiating action and innovation amongst your colleagues and teaching partners. Remember, with either of those situations, manifestors are initiators. In fact, you are the only energy type that really gets to dive in without some type of waiting. Given that we know that generators and manygens together make up 70% of our population, this is going to be most likely true for you in your classroom and school. So getting clever about providing that spark amongst your students and colleagues means that they naturally are going to be bringing the energy to realize and complete those big ideas and the projects and initiatives that you begin. In your release from face-to-face teaching, it could be informing your colleagues or teaching partners that you're going to spend some time working on something that you want to work on. Again, like I've mentioned on previous episodes, the hey, I'm going to head to my room to complete this task, I'll catch up with you later, or I'll shout out if I need a hand. It's giving yourself that spaciousness and freedom to do the doing in peace. Hey teacher, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I just wanted to jump in for a brief moment to let you know that I have created a free human design chart that will help you understand, connect with, and reflect on all of the information I am sharing with you on this podcast. It's going to give you a personalized overview of how you can optimize your role in the classroom and educational setting. Your human design chart will help you to enhance your teaching effectiveness, elevate your leadership, and nurture your personal well-being and resilience. And I also have a little secret to share with you. Your chart isn't just relevant to your role as a teacher, it is also a deeply supportive tool for all aspects of your life. The best way to use this tool is to download your human design chart, take a screenshot of it on your phone, and have it handy so that you can refer to it and play along as each episode drops. Get my free guide by DMing me the word chart over on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co, and I will send the link straight to you. I'll also pop the link to the free guide into the show notes for you. Now, back to today's episode. And if you are an educational leader listening to this, knowing which of your staff are manifestors is going to be so beneficial for you, because they are going to be your best call for getting those initiatives and projects off the ground. In a perfect world, including our working environments, manifestors get things started, projectors guide the process, generators and many gens provide the energy to realize it and complete it, and reflectors provide the feedback and tell us how well it's going. And if you are leading a team as a manifestor, just be mindful again of the strategy of informing and letting your team know what is going on and where you and ultimately they are headed with things. This is going to be super important. This will instantly relax any resistance which may be met from the other energy types. Now, applying all of this to your manifestor children in your classroom, especially considering that you won't know the energy types of the children in your classes, although if you can, I think it would be incredible. In fact, since launching the podcast, I have had one teacher reach out and say that she has been using human design to tailor her learning experiences for the children in her class. But without knowing your children's energy types, this may look like the children who have a preference for wearing noise-canceling headphones or simply just headphones. This is them creating an environment where they can just drop into their own space. Or if you are circulating the room and checking in, they may be the children that like you leaving them to it and allowing them to get the work done and come to you if they need support. As long as they know you are available to them, they will take you up on it if they need to. but otherwise give them that opportunity to connect in with their piece. Designing learning experiences that really allow for student autonomy will be deeply supportive for Manifesta children. Project-based learning, inquiry learning, genius hours, all of those opportunities that allow choice to shift that perspective of having power and control over their experience, where they can pick an area of interest or a way to express their learning that they enjoy. All things to think about. The manifestor not self is anger, and this can often be expressed as rebellion and or people-pleasing, accommodation, and passivity. In previous episodes on manifestors, I have spoken about the wild, spontaneous, and essentially bigness of the manifestor energy, which can be often squashed or repressed by others, especially parents and teachers. For manifestors, it is all about being in their personal power, that true desire for peace, which is felt when they are choosing what they want to do, when they want to do it. So usually without an awareness of this, a manifestor is going to fall into the not self quite quickly because the wild, spontaneous bigness has been disciplined or controlled out of them. And sometimes this resistance or rejection that they have experienced and have been met with can also trigger off the not self emotion of anger. It is important to mention that anger doesn't have to look like raging around and screaming. For manifestors, it may also feel like something is not right or fair. It may feel like holding on to tension. It might feel like the rules are different for everyone else, that you are caged or boxed in. In the classroom, it might be the child who asks, "Why can everyone else do that and I can't?" Or feeling like they are always bending until they break, or simply retreat. They go quiet and they just start dulling their sparkle. So much to consider and reflect upon. To the manifestors listening in, I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you are not a manifestor, I hope this episode has helped create some awareness of your manifestor friends. Remember, there is no right or wrong, good or bad in human design, only what is correct for you, and that changes from person to person. It's that connection piece back to yourself and how you have experienced and seen evidence of all of this information in your own life. And with that, we have come to the end of our time together today. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. As always, if you would like to message me or if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me via DM on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. I will see you in the very next episode. Have a beautiful morning, afternoon, or evening whenever you are listening in. Bye for now. Well, that's it for now. Thank you so very much for tuning into today's episode. I love connecting with people and talking everything human design and education. So if you would like to keep this conversation going, or if you have any questions about today's topic, I'd love for you to connect with me on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. And if you found this episode helpful, please do share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at The Inspired Teacher Co. I'd love to hear back from you, and this will also help spread the word about this show so that it can help more teachers just like you use the power of human design to uncover their own unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment. All right, beautiful teacher, I appreciate you being here, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.